The views and opinions discussed on this show are of the guests and host. They do not reflect the views or opinions of associated sponsors or affiliates. Parking for alien spacecraft is available in the listener's backyard. If no backyard is available, you may want to warn your neighbors. Enjoy at your own risk.
Hey guys, before we dig into tonight's guest and get started, you don't have to fear the unknown when it comes to editing your podcasting. That's right. I am an awesome dude, but I'm the world's worst podcast editor, okay? I haven't got a freaking clue. So what do? I call on my good friends at Acusonus, who turn that headache into a known. That's right. With a simple turn of a knob, you too can have Acusonus software on your computer. For any podcaster out there who really struggles with certain aspects, you know, I get into a phone conversation sometimes, and the next thing you know, I have a person who just has that ringing sound on the other end, that sound. It sounds like a mosquito stuck in the phone. Yeah. What if I told you with a simple turn of a knob, that's right, little turn of the knob, this actually gets rid of the mosquito. Any other annoying background noise as well. That's the noise removal system. Just one part of the Acusonus sound system. You guys have got to try this thing out. Now, John, we don't want this great big clunky expensive thing on our podcasting tables. I mean, life is hectic and clumsy and clunky enough. Don't worry about it. Acusonus got you guys. It's just software. That's right. It hooks into GarageBand, Audacity, all the free software out there. For a minimal fee, you guys can have this a real time saver and stress saver. Thank you, Acusonus, for sponsoring the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Tonight's guest is a paranormal enthusiast. Yeah, that's right. She's like myself. She's really into the ghosts. But mostly what really, well, gets her goat is the unknown. She's also the curator over at Haunted Spooky Newfoundland, which is like one of my favorite Facebook pages. Shout out to everybody over there. Let's go ahead and let's get this interview started with Lee B. Lee B, how you feeling tonight?
Hi, Jonathan. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm just going to adjust your volume just a little tiny bit, and you can tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling good. I've never been on a podcast before, so it's pretty interesting. Out of my comfort zone, but felt like I'd go for it.
Don't worry, it's also a night of firsts here for me, too, because this is the first podcast I've recorded in my brand new podcasting studio in my new house. I just moved last week, so I'm a little nervous, too. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I think that we've got a loaded question to start you off right off the bat. But before I do that, I always like to get the guests, you know, kind of get to know them just a little tiny bit before we dig in, so... Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you do?
So I'm from Mount Pearl, Newfoundland. I just left a job that I was with for 12 years and starting a new career next week. So lots of new firsts going on for me. Dog owner, and I love paranormal stuff.
It's so much fun to get into the paranormal, but it's also fun to know that it's just your average normal person who, well, is kind of into the paranormal and the strange.
Okay. I don't know if I'd call myself normal.
Dude, trust me. I've seen some really interesting people. Okay, so Here's a nice ice-breaking, you know, conversation starter, shall we say, just so I can get into your head a little tiny bit before we start talking more about the actual podcasting thing, okay?
Sure.
What's the most important thing you've learned thus far in your life? If you can answer this question, you'll be able to answer any question about the paranormal.
The most important thing I've learned is probably do what makes you happy and don't worry what anybody thinks of you.
Oh, wow. See, right away, this podcast is going to be awesome with Lee B. So when you say you love the unknown... You know, this is interesting because earlier I was kind of like, oh, I think I'll pick her brain just a little bit. She seems a little nervous. She seems a little scared to jump on the show, which is normal. I mean, we are celebrating our 7-year anniversary tonight for the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. This show has been on the go now the first of every single month for the last 7 years straight, nonstop. No excuses has been going on. And, you know, I've done my best this year to have at least 6 of my guests be local. So I'm so glad to have you, and I really appreciate you coming on. But, you know...
Thank you for having me. I want to congratulate you on 7 years. That's huge.
Yeah. And here's to the next 7, you know? Really?
Yeah.
And it's only now really starting to get popular. They love me in Pennsylvania. Like,
really?
Thousands of people love me in Pennsylvania. A couple of hundred in Newfoundland, but thousands in Pennsylvania. Like, the states love this show. They absolutely love it. So thank you, United States of America. You guys are awesome. And we'll leave it at that with that.
And if you want to join the group, like, go right ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Haunted and Spooky Newfoundland. I mean, what kind of led you to start this group? Because, I've had the Out of the Newfoundland Paranormal podcast page for a long time, but the reality of it is that's really for fans of the show. It's not really just about haunted and spooky parts of Newfoundland. What kind of prompted you to make up that Facebook group?
So I've been really interested in photography, like, my whole life. Probably 10 to 15 years ago, I used to be, taking pictures all the time. And I kind of have, like, weird things, almost unexplainable things show up in different photos or videos. I realized that there was, I guess, no Facebook group for haunted and spooky stuff in Newfoundland, and I thought that was strange. So I said shag it and decided to go ahead and make the group. I figured I'd get, 200 people, and now we're at over 10,000 in just a year, so...
Which is absolutely insane. Like, oh my God. And thank you so
much. Obviously, there's other weirdos like us out there.
Apparently, there's 10,000 of us. Like, come on. That's like 5% of Newfoundland's population is on that freaking Facebook group. That's a crazy thought. And, just goes to show you that there's a love of paranormal that's really in. I find that because of COVID, people have gotten a little bit more spiritual and gotten a little bit more into the weirdness and the esoteric. And maybe it's because something so crazy happened that suddenly all this stuff doesn't seem so far-fetched. Like, if I looked at you, Libby, and told you 5 years ago that you're not going to be able to leave your house, you're going to be in lockdown, you might starve to death, and you're not allowed to work ever again because of a crazy global pandemic, you'd look at me and say, this guy's a Looney Tune.
I mean, like, you're watching too much Walking Dead.
Right? Now it's like, no, it's really an episode of Walking Dead. Negan's here. Yeah. Lucille's about to cave in your head. And, this whole COVID thing is real. COVID is a very real thing. And suddenly, something that seemed like it was never going to happen did. And I put a post on my own Facebook page the other day. And it's something I want you to lay in a little bit here, too. Like, they literally disclosed that UFOs are real last week. Like, there's something really up there. They don't know what it is or where it came from. And people are like, the world is so screwed up, we don't even care.
I know. I remember when it was announced that the Pentagon was, like, releasing videos and stuff, and it never did anything. Like, if this was pre-COVID, everyone would have been like, holy frig, like, what is going on?
But, yeah. Now it's just like, do they got a cure? We don't really care. They can go to hell back to Uranus.
Let's go down to George Street by.
Lots of aliens down nearby. Oh, my God. So, I jump on this Facebook group and like, I'm just so just, I love this Facebook group. And the reason why is because there's so many people on there who are telling their own experiences. Like, we're talking like daily experiences coming on this thing. And it's so nice for anybody who loves a good ghost story like myself to click on there and see just everybody participating. And it's never just the same people. Like, you notice in some groups, it's like the same people.
Yeah.
This group is like every day is like Mad from Bookmaster Circle got a ghost in her basement. And then all of a sudden, there's this fella in Gander who's got the ghostly thing flying over his house. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But,
that's awesome.
I'd like to think that a few pictures is only the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, with your own experiences with the paranormal. Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Yes, what I like to, I would consider it paranormal. I try to convince myself sometimes that maybe my mind is playing tricks on me, but I get a lot of things with, like, my radio turns up and down, my coffee maker will turn on by itself. I had a video from years ago, which I'm really sad that I don't have anymore, but yeah, there was something, it was kind of like an orb, but it looked like a person. It was wild.
Right.
And yeah, after that, there was, a death like close to me. So I was kind of like, after I watched that video back, it freaked me out, but yeah, that's kind of where I got a little bit more into it, and I guess I'm a little bit more open to it than some people are.
And for anybody who's wondering what those footsteps are in the background, that's literally my wife and kids upstairs walking around. It's okay. It's not Libby's phone. She's not being haunted as we speak.
We don't think.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your puppy dog. This seems like a very important part of your life. I want to hear about it.
So I got two.
Yeah.
Lucy and Penny, King Shepherd and a German Shepherd. Big ladies, they're about 100 pounds each. And anytime we're at my cabin, they also kind of spook me out with some paranormal stuff. They look into the woods and they bark at nothing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's. I've had some pictures and stuff I've posted to the group, actually, of spots where they have barked, where I have pictures and in the background something to show up. So kind of makes you wonder. Like, what do they see or hear?
Right? Like, well, first off, great choice of name, because my cat's name is Penny. So that's awesome. Great choice. Now, I call her Penny because she looks like a dirty old penny. That's just...
Well, I call Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Penny Lane.
Oh, no. Got a Beatles fan. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now, listen, if you're a Beatles fan, you know what I'm going to start talking about.
Yeah.
Reversed lyrics. How do you feel about that stuff? Are you into that at all?
Reverse lyrics? I've never tried it before.
Oh my god, really?
Like, I feel it would drive me nuts because I'd be like, what song is this? I'm a huge music fan in general, but...
Do you ever see that weird-ass documentary? What was it? Paul McCartney is Dead? You ever see that before?
No.
It's about this whole thing where Paul McCartney actually died and he replaced him with, like, some strange...
Cyborg.
Stuff. I don't know. That's like... He replaced Paul McCartney. I'm like, why would they replace, like, McCartney, though? Like, you think he replaced the shittiest instrumentalist there. Like, let's get rid of Ringo.
Right? Like, how about we bring Lennon back if you're bringing someone back?
Yeah, for God's sake. Actually, just bring back his voice. Just bring back his voice. Yeah. So how would your parents describe what you do, like, with regards to the paranormal? Like, do they know much about you into this, or?
My mom laughs at me, but... She's also kind of been there and experienced some things when I've been there. And I kind of pointed out to her a bit more. And then she's like, oh, okay, wow. My dad has a lot of stories of UFOs. And my mom also has stories. She's also been there with him when stuff has happened. So they know, but my dad's more UFO. I don't think he believes in the spirit type thing. But he thinks there is something else out there. We just don't know what.
And do you think people kind of, like, one of my biggest issues I've had, you know, like, which is why it's so shocking that there's 10,000 people on that Facebook group. Because it's like, man, like, you don't just walk around in public saying, hey, man, I believe in ghosts. I hunt them. What do you do? And they look at you and be like, you're insane. See you later. Like, what do you think, you know, people might misunderstand you? Because do you feel a little misunderstood on that subject? Like, with the parents?
Yeah, sometimes. That's why I like the group, because I'm like, I feel like I'm nuts, and then I'll read someone else's story. I'm like, okay, there's 10,000, and, you know, there's a lot of you telling different stories, so it's not just me, obviously.
I love the idea, too, that we all have little signs and messages what we want to give people from the other side, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, I call it God winks. Like, you're going about your day and stuff like that, and, like, you're maybe having a really hard time, and then all of a sudden, something, a little bit of serendipity happens just to remind you that you're on the right course, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that I really believe in. Like, have you ever had that experience before where you kind of feel like you might be on, like, a divine path? Like, somebody might be kind of pushing you in the right direction?
Yeah. So, since my aunt passed away, which was, like, 2014, that's kind of when a few more things have been happening, not just with myself, but with, like, my mom and other family members. So, it's pretty wild. For me, the number 4 shows up repeatedly. And one day I was kind of like thinking about her and I was like, you know, give me some kind of sign. Like, if you're here, I need something. And I picked up this owl picture that she had given me. And when I was looking through it and I'm reading the background, I've never ever read the words in the background. And everything is words. And then out of nowhere, there's just the number 4. And it said 4 love. And I was like, oh, like that was it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it might sound like nothing to someone, but to me at that moment, I was like, wow.
Isn't it interesting, though, like, how people just, right away, there's that part of your brain that just wants to dismiss all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, there's also, like, that part of your heart that's just like, nah, man, there's something there to that. And yeah. I think that's really, really interesting. You know, with me, like, when my uncle passed away, it was Roses. Because his song was, favorite song was Red as the Rose. So okay. He loved that song. It was, like, his thing. Like, you couldn't. It was his favorite Irish tune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. And every time, like, I'm telling you, for like a year after he passed away, it was just Roses, Roses. Everywhere you went was Roses. That's all you'd notice and just remind you of him, right? Definitely, definitely, definitely. You know, you're obviously there's 10,000, just what, 9,998 other people besides me and you on that group. And, you know, they're probably all into this. They love the paranormal. What advice would you give to them when it comes to pursuing it? Because, you know, you seem like you're into a lot of stuff.
I think that people just need to be more open to it and don't be scared of it. I kind of had like a lot of other experiences that kind of scared me, but I kind of got to the point where it would happen so often. I was just like, go away. Like, can't do this right now. And just try to go about my day.
Hmm.
And that's, you got to be open to it. And if you're more open to it, it'll probably happen more.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I've been trying to do for like the last 3 months, but because of COVID, I just keep hitting brick walls everywhere, is trying to organize a charity ghost hunt. I've got
I'm reading that.
Freaking gear for miles downstairs. My old ghost hunting gear has been dormant in my closet now for well over a year. Like my PSP-7 have blown the dust off that thing and go somewhere. Which brings me to the next, obviously, logical question to ask you, Lee B. If there was one place that you could investigate in Newfoundland, like actually go there and run some equipment and go looking for ghosties, where do you think you'd go?
I think it would be the Belle Island Mines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I've totally done that. And I am sitting on everything for it. I'm not allowed to release it.
Really?
Yep.
I think that would be like my top thing, just because I've heard so many different stories of people being there. Like my cousin was one, and she had a picture that was posted, and it looks like a miner, and you can only see, it's almost like he's holding, I don't know if it's his helmet or his head, and you can't see his head, but you can see his body and the gear that he's wearing. And, you know, there was no light or anything down there when she took the picture, and it was just really cold. And for that to show up is just pretty wild.
Absolutely. And here's a really, really cool thing that I'll share with you, because I can't release what I caught, but I can tell you about some of the methodology I used while I was down there. Anybody who knows me as an investigator and as an author on the subject is going to tell you that I'm a pretty anal dude. Like when I go into these places, like, and I run a spirit box, this thing is pretty much in a freaking Faraday's cage. You know what I mean? Like we're not picking up stray radio signals, but here's a really cool thing. If you go underneath Belle Island Mine, you got no FM at all. There's none. Right. So I ran my spirit box on FM down there, and I'm telling you right now, stuff came through on that. Right down where the accident was, where the miners got killed with the cart. So that place is 100% haunted. I don't know if it's haunted by anything malevolent or evil.
No, I don't think that. I just have read, I posted that link to the group, but it was a while ago, about all of the miners' names and how they had died.
Yes.
And it's when you read it and then to see a picture where one doesn't have his head or whatever it looks like.
Oh, man.
And then you read that that's what happened to someone, then you see that. It's just like, crazy to me.
It goes back to that little part of the brain me and you were chatting about a few minutes back. Like, there's this party that wants to dismiss all that, but how do you dismiss it? Like, it's this like a random picture by a friend of yours, and there's a freaking ghost miner on it. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know how anyone can dismiss spirits or UFOs or anything. If you think that we're the only things here, you need to expand your mind.
Absolutely. Tell me a little tiny bit about, like, what would be your dream come true in the paranormal? Like, what's something you've always wanted to do or pursue? Like, what really gets the old paranormal blood flowing?
I would really, not that I want to see something, like, I haven't actually, like, seen something with my eye that I've been like, what is that? But if I could see something, but I don't want to, like, scare myself. I don't want to see, you know, something evil or anything. Just a nice entity or Something like that. That I would like to see something like that.
I'd like to see a ghost just show up, just float down Pitts Memorial up. Drive.
What do you ask?
How's it going there, boss? Fills up the potholes. For you, you know, fix them potholes by them, the ghost the potholes past, and then like just fades into the distance. That'd be perfect.
Something like that. I don't want any UFOs and stuff. Really scares me. That's something I don't know. I can't wrap my head around.
I mean, after the Avengers movies, nobody wants to deal with it. You know, I'm like, here comes Thanos. We're all done. So
I don't think I want to do anything like that. But I'd like to see something or pick something up on like an EVP or something cool.
Yeah, we have to go ghost hunting now. This has to happen. I can give you that experience because that in my world, you know, EVP and electronic voice and all that stuff, like this is around us constantly. We just don't have the right instruments or two ears to pick it up. Very rarely do you hear or see these things happen in real space and time too, which kind of lends to the theory that the stuff is happening elsewhere. We're just seeing the end result. So my biggest thing to tell people when it comes to the paranormal, man, let's just get our shots. Let's get this stupid COVID thing gone and let's do some good.
I got the second one booked. So
hell yeah. Mine's the end of July. I can't wait. Bring it on. Give me four.
I don't care. Give me each toe, each finger, whatever.
People think I'm nuts because I'm out ghost hunting. But like, there's people out there who are anti-vaccination, man. Like, what? Are you crazy? Like, how did you not get rubella?
Well, I laugh at those people who you see like the meme and it's like this picture of a doctor and it says, you know, studied everything about the COVID vaccine, and then it shows like a picture of someone on the toilet, and it's like how you learned about the COVID vaccine.
Oh yeah, he's on his phone. Right.
And
don't get me wrong, I understand the little bit of fear there, and I think there is a little bit of warranted fear there. This is a vaccine that got pumped out pretty quick. Right?
It's brand new, and we don't know what it's going to be in 5 years. I might have a tail, but hey.
But you know, like, I'd rather have that than kill, like, my nan. So, I don't know. I think people have got way more to worry about, like, with pollution in our waters and stuff like that, like, when it comes to disease and killing us.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
And taking this vaccine that, you know, is a version of, well, SARS. Like, I think because it's variant of it, it's like people don't really, they don't really feel like they truly do think that COVID is its own entity. Like there's never been anything like it before, but the reality is there has been. And
just technology has advanced so much since, you know, last year, the year before, 20 years ago. So,
yeah. So like speaking of once again of COVID, I mean, we go into lockdown. And suddenly there is a massive spike in Eastern Canada paranormal activity right across the board. Like, so much so that my phone started to ring for the first time in 2 years of people who knew me from investigating years ago, because I've since pretty much retired. I just do charity stuff every now and then.
Yeah.
But like, they're calling me saying, yeah, like, you know what's going on here? You know what's going on? Like, you heard anything about this place in Nova Scotia? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just like, what the hell, man? Like, it was crazy.
Why do you think that is?
Like, this is what I was going to ask you. Like, my theory is that everyone's home from work and is more, you know, noticing things around their homes. Like, it's like the ghost has always been there, but you've just been too tired to realize. Or
you're too busy, you're too tired, you're not paying attention to anything.
Or you know, maybe my wife got me drove so insane that I'm starting to hear and see things. I don't know.
I was going to say, you're gone stir crazy. You're like, there's a ghost. That's just your, you know.
I don't know. What do you think?
That could be it. I mean, I have no idea. I've never really thought about it but I have actually been experiencing more things as well, so.
You know, they say that it's a channel, you know. Like, as soon as you start getting into the paranormal lit and really, like, get into it, suddenly, like, it's almost like the universe lines up and draws you into it. Like, suddenly you got someone like me, like, yeah, come on, be on my podcast. Suddenly you start a Facebook group, just a little innocent Facebook group, haunted in spooky Newfoundland. You know, I might get a couple of hundred people on it. This will be cool. 10,000 people on the Facebook group. Like, obviously somebody wants to, you know, share.
We hit 10.4 today.
Jeez, I'm going to subscribe for like 10 more times.
I have to keep like adding mods and stuff because you got to try to keep like, you don't want too much debate back and forth. I like healthy conversation, healthy debate, but yeah. Don't tell someone that what they believe isn't true and what you believe
that's right.
is true.
Absolutely.
You have no idea. No one can prove this, so
that's right.
Be yep. nice or get out.
Well, this is the other part of it, too, which is why I used to investigate alone, because I didn't want anybody to contaminate my stuff. Because you don't right. know what people are going to do, say, or think. And yep. there's another part of this all, too, where, your experience is your experience. That number four was very important to you. Just like mm-hmm. those roses were really important to me. And it's, people can kind of relate and kind of rely on, the only thing we all have in common is a different experience.
That's right.
Speaking of different experiences, let's talk a little tiny bit about some of the good old-fashioned Newfoundland folklore-y scary stuff, okay? Because, you never know if the fairies are going to come run away with you.
Oh, man. So, the fairies.
So, have you heard much about fairies in Newfoundland? Like, this is, like, part of our Irish, I think.
I've heard a lot from my uncle, actually. Up in Mars, there's... I don't know if you've heard of Mars before. Not the planet.
Yes, I have heard of Mars.
Yeah, right? No, this is... It's actually just off of Trans-Canada. It's probably, I think an hour outside of St. John's.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And he's just had stories, and his sisters had stories, stuff that my aunt has witnessed as well. So it's pretty. When he was little, his mom used to put bread in his pockets.
Oh, yes. Yep.
The fairies will get
you. Yeah, and you get the bread in the pockets, and the fairies get you. You give them the bread, and they should leave you alone. That's the idea, I think.
But fairies freak me out. I've never seen one. I don't know anything about them. I haven't, I'm afraid to open that part of my mind because I don't know if I want them getting in there.
But you've already told us your uncle has stories. Come on, you got to tell us one.
I'm trying to think of one.
I know. I catch you so off guard with these questions sometimes.
No.
Take a minute. That's okay.
I do know that there was something about his sister with her thumb. And when she came out of the woods, her thumb was all swollen. And they had to prick it. And when they did... there was feathers and pieces of trees and stuff in it. And they said that that's something that fairies do. I have no idea.
What? This is insane.
This is years ago. I'm going to have to find out more, and I'll message it to you.
You know what puts me mind to the whole fairy thing, like this little trickster spirit thing? I'm watching Loki on Disney Plus, okay? So, I kind of want to get into this show, and everyone's like, well, it's not really for a casual Marvel fan. You'd have to be into, the lore of the actual MCU to get into this show at all, because
right.
it really does, pretty much make fun of everything at one point, especially with the Infinity Stones. I don't want to ruin anything more for everybody, but anyway. And, that whole trickster thing is pretty much in every culture, right?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I think that's what the fairies are, man. I really do. All right. Gotta ask the official question of Newfoundland Paranormal Investigating. Have you ever had the old hag?
Yes, a lot.
Oh. So tell me what your experience is and what you've seen.
So I've had it. I think the first time that I've had it, or that I can recall having it, I was probably 18. And I was just, asleep or lit in bed, and I could hear all these kids laughing in my bedroom. And I used to sleep with the nightlight because I always have crazy nightmares and whatever. And I could just feel something sitting on my chest, but I just couldn't move. I couldn't breathe, but my eyes were open. I could hear laughing. I could see around my bedroom, and my dad actually came in and opened the door because I was screaming so loud.
Wow.
And I just sat up and went and tried to catch my breath. I was like, oh my God, I was just having an old hag.
Wow. And I've had it before, but I've never seen it sitting on me. Which is weird.
No, I didn't see anything sitting, but I just couldn't breathe and hearing stuff around me. I always can hear things.
Wicked.
I don't know.
I've had something similar where I was lying in bed and I just couldn't move. I was frozen. And it was almost this giant black thing with a red laser eye thing was looking right at me. That was creepy. I told my friend Betty about it. God love Betty. She used to be on my show, but she fell ill. And to be honest with you, if we do get out to do a charity ghost, I'd love to do a fundraiser for her. You know, Betty used to be on my show every single show, and but then she got diagnosed with a bad back, so to speak. Went and had surgery, and wound up in a wheelchair. So she's been kind of out of commission a little bit for the last little while. But anyway, I'd love to do a fundraiser for her, to be honest.
Let's do it.
I think that'd be great, especially since she got a lot of friends too in the paranormal community here. She's a very well-known energy person, right? But anyway, I digress. Yeah, that was a really weird experience. It was like, here you are. You can't move. Yeah. You're looking at this thing looking at you. What the hell, man?
What is that? Yeah.
And then as I started to come to, this thing like pulls back away from me and goes up into my ceiling. Like, what the hell? And like, she's like, that is a ghost, man. I'm like, that's not a ghost spot. That's an alien. Come on, man. I got abducted, definitely.
Yeah, they just took me and put me back.
I don't know what's so freaking special about me, but apparently, yeah, they probed me. Great. Now that I've got my anal probe, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
You know the big three, right? The big three. Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, and, of course, I say UFO phenomena. We already kind of touched on UFOs. So how do you feel about the whole Bigfoot thing? Are you a believer?
My dad really is.
Okay.
I think that it could be something that's possible, especially in, you know, heavy forested areas like BC and stuff. Because, you know, what are the chances someone's explored every single part of the woods? And there are people who've had experiences with it. And then there's that photo. I don't even know where that was taken, but, like, I think it was back in the 70s. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, like, no one can prove what that is, so.
Yeah, it was that Patterson-Gimlin film. That's what you're talking about there, yeah.
Yeah, the video, right.
They've gone on record saying they still can't figure this out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really, really struggle with it because they do truly think it is a man in a monkey suit. But at the same time, none of the characteristics are there for the gait, even when you're trying to fake a monkey walk.
That's what I was watching, too.
I think it was something, I think it was on Les Stroud's show, actually, Survivor Man Bigfoot. He talked a little tiny bit about, you know, he'd have to be a performance actor who trained for years to be able to do that. No one was like that then, right?
So, especially back then, like, what kind of suit? Like, where'd you get that suit?
It looks so real, right? My thing about it is that, you know, maybe not so much as cryptid, but the missing link to us. They just found a brand new missing link. I can't remember the name. It was some kind of sapien, though. Apparently, it was discovered like back in the 60s, but then they've actually had a chance to identify it and tell me everyone what it is. This thing is another human, just like, you know, Homo erectus, basically. Like, it's the same thing as caveman will say and us, but it's more muscular and hairier. So, like,
and this is what I was going to say. Maybe it's something that didn't fully evolve.
Or maybe it's something that didn't die out because, you know, believe it or not, humans, they think humans killed off. All their competition, basically, which wouldn't surprise me because we are murderous, crazy things.
At all.
Every single Disney movie ever, and
everything I've learned in my life.
Yeah, pretty much started with Fern Gully. We're horrible. Started with Fern Gully, went right on up, up to the last. What was it, Luca? Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Let's talk a little tiny bit about the slimy Loch Ness Monster, the tree fitty. Let's talk about him for a second here. What do you think about Loch Ness?
Definitely. I think that could be something. I mean, how deep is that? It's in a pond, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of, because this thing is, I think it is landlocked now, but I don't think it always was. And I think there might be underground waterways.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, same thing, what is it, Dead Man's Pond or something we got there going into
Yeah, Dead Man's Pond, that's a haunted place too, man.
Yeah, so that like connects, they're saying that like connects to the ocean, which makes sense. So why wouldn't, where Nessie is, why wouldn't that be able to connect to somewhere else?
Yeah, and like,
and it could be coming in and out. Like, the ocean, to me, is just wild.
Right? Like, you got to think about it. Like, one of the things we talked about with Bigfoot was, you know, we really have bushwhacked pretty much the entire planet. Like, we've been there to every inch of this place.
Right.
You know, but with the ocean, we're still, like, there's only 10%.
We can only get down so far, and it's
scary. Hundreds of new species every year. Like,
yeah,
maybe it's possible. Then, of course, they build up a freaking fossil record of stuff that looks like this thing. And it's like, what the hell is this? Like, is this a big snake? Is this a weird ass
dinosaur? You
know, people talk about it as a plesiosaur. And I'm like, yeah, it could very well be a plesiosaur. But the problem is a plesiosaur is a freaking carnivore. Or like, is there enough food in there to feed it? Who knows?
I don't know. It depends on if it connects to an underwater, like, sourceway or an underground waterway.
It's like, do they have Skip the Dishes under the ocean?
Nessie.
He's getting nesty. This is getting terrible now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, though. That's something I haven't explored either that I'd like to look into a bit more.
Okay. So let's say you have an unlimited supply of money. Okay? There's no... money is no object. When it comes to the paranormal, what would be one thing you would do?
Oh, I watched a documentary on skinwalkers the other day.
Ooh, cool.
On Prime. And it's the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Oh, yes.
I would like to go there.
So and, for everybody out there who doesn't know what a skinwalker is, what exactly is a skinwalker?
So it's believed that it's like a native, Native people, I don't really know how you describe it. It can transform into living things. So, like, wolves, dogs. I think they can just go into, like, spirits and kind of float around. I'm not 100% sure. But is it the Navajo tribe, I think it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I, like, offend anybody with that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Trust me. Somebody who's done way worse just this last week. We're not offending anybody who's indigenous at this point. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing. We literally killed their kids. Like, there's nothing else we can do. It's terrible.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it's called, but I can't 100% remember. But, I think it's just called Skinwalker Ranch. It's a really cool documentary, and they've had, like, tractors that would go missing in the middle of the day, and the man who owned the ranch, he went out, bought a new tractor, came back, and his tractor was up in a tree.
Like what the hell?
How did the tractor get in the freaking tree?
This skinwalker must have its license. Like,
they had, it was wild. So now they have, I think there was like a billionaire had bought it at one point, and then he had sold it. So now another group has it, and they're still exploring it, and they can't explain anything that happens there.
Like,
so I think that if I had an endless supply of money, I'd like to go there and set up some cameras and see what I could do. And they keep getting rid of the cameras because they're magic. I don't know.
I got an idea. Why don't we get the cameras and put them up everywhere, and they have like a bunch of tractors, and then we'll get those assholes from CBS who were robbing the banks there a few years ago.
Yes. Maybe that's what it was. They turn into a ski.
The skeet walkers.
So there.
Where are they from? God. The village mall. I knew he was a skeet walker when he turned into a dry of a cigarette. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So we pretty much covered off our basis there in the paranormal, but, you know, there's always the opportunity to connect with people who maybe have never heard you before or know about your Facebook group. So let's give yourself a little second here to kind of let them know about your Facebook group really is your thing. Let's talk a little tiny bit about that and where they can find it and what it's called and all that good stuff. Promote you a little bit here.
So the group is called Haunted and Spooky NL, or Newfoundland, sorry. It is a private group, so if you wanted to join, you have to be, like, approved or whatever. That's just to try to keep, you know, the spammers and all that stuff out, but...
try to keep guys like me who are promoting their podcast constantly out.
No, I don't matter. If it's stuff related to Newfoundland, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. So, and, you know... Yeah. No, I really do appreciate that, actually. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So same thing. If they wanted to join the group, and there's, I had heard someone put up something, I want to say Carbonier, and there's a B&B, I think, and it's supposedly haunted. So, you know, put that up. I don't want want people who, I guess, think something is haunted or say it might be, but they don't have any idea or no experiences of it. Like,
yeah.
That's,
yeah, like, you know. Sometimes you'll have people jump on there and say, my house on Ferker Drive is haunted. I live at this place. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing? You don't put your address up online, dude. Someone's going to come find you.
Delete stuff. I'm like, no, you can't.
Next thing you know, she looks out in your driveway and the skeet walkers are out in the car, right? Taking all the money, taking all the Tim Hortons change, every freaking bit of it, right?
Skeet walkers stealing your darts.
Skeet walkers stealing your darts. Oh my
Lock
God.
Your doors.
See, this has turned into like my favorite podcast now.
I could just keep rambling about useless nonsense.
Yeah, you should definitely do a podcast. Here's an idea.
I thought about it, actually.
Here's an idea. I'll put you right on the spot. What if once a month when I do this podcast, you take your favorite ghost story that gets said in that Facebook group and just call me and I'll record you telling the story for everyone, and it'll be a good way to promote your stuff.
See how good this one goes first, I guess. See if anyone
wants to. It's going to go great. There's 10,000 people who love you.
They feel like, she's nuts. Get her off the show.
But they know. There's no way you're more nuts than me. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. Never met me yet.
Anyway, just a thought.
When we have our investigation.
I think that'd be great fun. And I know some people who would love to be in on that.
There's been a lot of people, actually. And it's just been hard with COVID. And,
I know. I know. I think that we had like a fundraiser for Betty. I think that would be amazing. Yeah. I love the idea too of, I'll bring all the ghost hunting gear. People can bring their gear too if they got some, and like we can actually just do it like little sections. All be great fun. I'm sure Cape Spear would give us permission too, because that place is way safer now. Like, since they
do you need to have permission to go somewhere like that? Like, if you just,
I would imagine, yeah. Like, if you just go by yourself, you probably won't get too much flack. I've often called the police and let them know that I'm going to be in a certain cemetery or whatever, so that they get a heads up. And I always wear, the Life and Death Society shield used to be on my jacket back in the day, so that they could see who I was and what I was doing there. I'd always have some kind of identification with me and always give them a heads up. And there have been many times where I was on the investigation and the police officer come out and said, did you find anything, John? Like, they knew me by name at one point, which was really cool. Like, especially when I was doing the freaking Angleton Cemetery downtown. That place is crazy and on wheels. But really, it's right next to the penitentiary. So, like,
that's one I haven't been at yet.
You see some dude out there walking around with a flashlight in the middle of the night, like at the gravestone. You're like, Jesus, is this some inmate who got out? Like, you can see people. No, but believe it or not, the RNC are very... very polite, as long as you give them the heads up.
Yeah, I can say that.
But as for organizing a group thing, I would like to talk to somebody probably at Cape Spear itself, you know?
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, man, like, here's our idea. Like, what do you think? I bet you if we put this episode up on the Facebook group and people start chatting about it, I bet you any money that people be in on that, like, mad.
I'm after having people message me before, too. It's just the same thing with COVID. But now, you know, restrictions and stuff are changed. And
yep.
If you just try to have so many people go.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. I'm thinking by October, every single one of us will be immunized.
My favorite month.
Mine too. Imagine what the timing of this might be perfect if we had close time. That'd be so much fun. And wonder who's in charge of Cape Spear these days? Haven't heard from anybody in a long time. Anyhow. In parting, is there anything you'd like to share with people or anything else you'd like to remind them of? I always tell people, you know, here's an opportunity to kind of just say, hey, this is my thing. See you later.
I just want to say, like, thanks everybody for joining the group. And for the most part, like, 99% of the time it's been respectful. And if there's any questions that you have, you can message me. Hopefully we can get this fundraiser on the go and everyone will be immunized or vaxxed and ready to go. And
I promise I'll bring my spirit box for you guys. I got my own. I made so, like, I took an SB7 and gutted it basically, and turned this thing into something that, like, it just looks crazy. get excited with me. Get excited with
me. I'm just like, what's an SB7? Because explain that.
That is a spirit box or ghost box. It scans radio waves really, really fast. And, you know, you might hear a little
blip, blop, blop.
On the TV shows, it's usually dramatized big time for ratings. But you know, in my experience, if you use it all night long, you might get a sentence. And if it's a sentence, it's probably the real deal. If you get more than like 3 or 4 words, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Haunted and Spooky Newfoundland, join the group. Any questions, you feel free to ask me, or if there's anything you want to promote. I love it when people message me first, or sometimes I'll message someone and just let them know, you know, feel comfortable to post this. I'm not going to take it down.
That's right. I like, like, you would be surprised. Like, you know, this month, right? Like, the first of this month, like, right now, it's still June while we're recording, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going to release this on, I don't even call it Canada Day this year. Too disgusted.
July 1st.
I'm too disgusted. It's July 1st this year. It's not even Canada Day. How sad is that?
We always look at it as like a Memorial Day type thing anyways.
True.
So it's
anyway,
a sad day in general.
The thing is, like, just to get back to what I was saying, I put out a show on June 1st, which was in celebration of Pride Month. So
okay, cool.
I took this and I put it on all the usual sites and all the usual Facebook pages I put it on, mm-hmm. right? Like I share this probably on about 100 Facebook pages and tag everybody and stuff like that. There may have been one or two pages that would not share it. And I'd say, what's that about? And they're like, we are not posting anything to do with gay pride. What? I'm like, well, fucking, we're done. See you later.
Yeah. Done with your group.
Done with your group.
Tell everyone you know.
Yep. You idiots. Like, what were you thinking? Luckily, none of them were from Newfoundland, though. Most of them were in, oddly enough, BC. I don't know what the hell that was about, but anyway.
Like, what? I can't believe it's still a thing anymore.
It does happen, though. It does happen. At least we know that the Haunted and Spooky Newfoundland Facebook page is a safe space for everybody, even though you might not actually be safe because of the ghost.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's going to get you.
Is the bigots? No. Bigfoots, maybe.
Yeah. Spammers, no. But the skinwalkers, maybe.
I still laugh at the skinwalkers. I turned into me. I can see.
And if you want to do up that fundraiser, like whenever you figure anything out, or if you need anything from me, send me a message. And
yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll take the reins on this. I'll reach out to some of my friends. You know, mm-hmm. I know a certain Steph and Randy who have been dying to do this. And I think they would be
dying
to do it. And I think they'd be all over it. That being said, if I catch them Halloween and let them know like we'll make much time, I'd say they'd be willing to jump on it. I do. I believe Stephanie definitely will. I know she will. She freaking loves this stuff. And when she finds out it's for a good cause, she'll be here with her heartbeat. Anyway, her heart is bigger than the ocean.
Good. I love people like that.
Me too. There's not enough of them out there. If you do find one, marry them. Trust me. Anyhow, Lee B., paranormal enthusiast, runner, owner, operator, head chef, curator, whatever you want to call her, at Haunted Spooky Newfoundland Facebook page. Guys, thank you so very much for being on my show tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And you have yourself a very spooky night.
And hopefully next time I won't be so nervous.
You're a natural, kid.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. It's been great.
Well, the time to say goodbye is upon us. But don't worry, you can keep track of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast very easily. It's available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. Just look for the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast banner. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date, you can always check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Facebook page, drop a like, and every single time a new show goes up, you'll be notified. You can also follow me, John Mallard, on Twitter, at ODDTONFLD. That's Odd to Newfoundland. Get your latest news on the podcast as well as the ever popular para joke of the day. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.